Good morning. First of all, I'd like to thank very, very much Michael IPTC for having us here today to talk. It's an honor and a pleasure. I don't know if I'm going to be able to give you any new news, but I'll kind of show you the photographer's perspective on the matter. I'm the president of the Professional Photographers Association of Spain. It's a small trade association in a small country, but it kind of shows a little bit what people are thinking, I think, in general. First of all, as I see people here, everyone knows, everyone remembers this phase when we all had slides, we had prints, we had to either stamp our name on it or write our name on it or whatever. I literally had a client who once ripped off the frames. So now, this is what we had before, but this is what we have now. And I like to show this because I still find myself talking to photographers and to the general public, and they don't seem to see a relationship. It's the same thing. It's just digital now. But since you don't actually see it, and it's hidden behind there in the software, some people don't know about it. So I think it's a message, a clear message that has to be put through, because when you tell people, yeah, you know, a painter signs his painting, or a photographer signs his photo, they go, yeah, of course. Well, this is how we do it now. So metadata for the AFP, obviously we're an association. We don't directly work with it, but our members do. We try to stress the point that it's important because it identifies the authorship, which obviously may lead to professional recognition, new and more clients, more income, a profitable professional photography career, happy people, better society, economy, etc. It's also good for organization, keeping your photo files organized. What the AFP does is our role is mainly educational and supportive. We try to transmit or explain what metadata is, not only to photographers, as some people have mentioned already here, some photographers are kind of oblivious to the matter, but they shouldn't be, and also to the general public. Even the general public knowing about it is important because they might take it into account the next time they download a photo from Facebook or wherever. I don't know, every little bit helps. So we've organized talks on the matter. We organized the talk in Madrid. We had about 90 people. Alfonso gave us a talk at our offices in Barcelona one day, and we very happily helped out on the IPTC social media test. And so that's our little grain of sand to the whole metadata matter. Before coming here, I decided to ask our photographers what they thought about all this. We sent out a survey to about 300 some members, of which about half of them opened it. You know, in MailChimp you can now see who opens your mailings or not. And about 10% of the people replied. We asked them if they embedded metadata in their files, and yes, most photographers do that. If not all, in their more important work. Most photographers do use social media. Some of them still don't. I think maybe this is an age factor. Maybe it was a reply from an older photographer, or maybe a photographer who still works by word of mouth. Some photographers still don't use it at all. Some of the reasons is because they still aren't familiar with social media, or one actually answered, that's why I don't post my photos on social media, because I know the metadata is going to be stripped off. So that's a very active view. Metadata is relevant for most photographers because they include it in there. It helps them organize their files, maintain authorship, and it's also part of their workflow. And of course, social media is important for most of them because it helps for their promotion. And like, as Eugene said, it's like a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it's very good to be able to post your images and promote your work freely. You know, it's not costing you money to promote. But then on the other hand, you're paying a very high price by letting your metadata be stripped off. Everyone is using the most popular softwares. At least in this, our members, our Professional Photographer Association, they embed their metadata, but technology is not permitting to help us do this. And one photographer actually suggested, why doesn't Adobe or one of the software companies do something so we can encrypt that information? There is some encryption softwares for other things where you can put words and you don't actually see them, but they're there. So how do we all deal with this dilemma? Well, as Eugene also mentioned before, some people are not familiar with the terms of use. In our talk in Madrid, we had our lawyer go over all these terms of use. We tried to explain it to them. They're, like he said, if you don't fall asleep before you get to the end, it's very complicated. Some are not aware of this, that it's being stripped, even though we're trying to get that message through. I keep on saying, you decide what you want to do. I'm just telling you what's happening. I'm not going to tell you don't use social media, but you have to at least know what's going on and what you're giving up to show your work and promote your work. Some of it, consider it a subjugation, that you have to accept what the social media sites impose on you to be able to promote your work and open new markets. It's like, oh well, what can I do about that? One photographer said he does everything in his power to put his metadata on the photos, but he just can't be a policeman. You know, he has to drum up work, he has to write bills, he has to answer phone calls, and besides the fact that he would get very upset from seeing his work being used without authorization, he just can't do it. But he does everything he can, which is something I heard a lot when I started talking more about metadata. People would say, well, it can be stripped off so easily. And I go, yes, I know, but a photo cannot leave my studio without my name on it. I mean, if I already send it out there without my name on it, it's making it easier. Or as someone at our office who's not really a photographer says, well, if you leave your house and you leave the door unlocked and someone comes in and steals, well, don't complain. So it's kind of the same thing. So like I said before, large companies, maybe a solution would be Adobe or whatever software company could create a software or program that can attach or encrypt that information so it doesn't disappear. And also, I've always thought camera manufacturers should make it easier. Most of them do have softwares like Capture One, Focus, that when you download the photo or when you're shooting tethered, the metadata appears on it. But maybe if you could do it on your camera, which lots of photographers shoot directly into the camera, that would maybe be helpful. So just a couple of conclusions are, I think we have to create more awareness on the existence and importance of metadata. All of us in this room are very aware of it, but there's a lot of people out there that don't. We should talk with the social media sites to change these practice. I think it's sometimes maybe it's done on purpose, sometimes it's just a techie matter, as someone else here explained. I think we should all join forces on this. I know it's not only IPTC who has to go after them. It's great that they're doing the test. But the photographers also, we all kind of have to get together and talk with them. And it would have been great to have some of them here today listening to us, just to be aware of what concerns us. Also talking with camera manufacturers to integrate metadata more seamlessly in the shooting process, that would help also. And talking with governments to create laws to prohibit the stripping of metadata. I've heard in Sweden that they already have laws against this. Just a couple of conclusions. I mean, there could be a lot more. And last but not least, I'm reading the Steve Jobs biography now, and I pulled out a paragraph from the book that I was reading it last week, and I got, this is exactly applicable to photography and photographers. You don't have to be a visionary to see it this way. But it says, from the earliest days at Apple, I realized that we thrive when we created intellectual property. Photography, photos. If people copied or stole our software photos, we'd be out of business. If it weren't protected, there'd be no incentive for us to make new software, photos, or product designs. If protection of intellectual property begins to disappear, creative companies, photographers, will disappear or never get started. But there's a simpler reason. It's wrong to steal, it hurts people, and it hurts your own character. Thank you. Thank you very much.